you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, January 31st, 2022. Marianne, this is the last day of this first month.
Do you realize that's the last time you'll ever say that?
Yeah.
January 31st of 2022. It'll be January 31st of 2023 next time you say it.
Wow. And tomorrow's going to be February. Happy early.
Well, it usually
happy
is.
February Eve, everyone. Jeez. In fact, tomorrow I'm excited, Lord willing. I'm going to have a special guest in the studio. It'll be John Rector. He's the CEO of Rector Insurance. And I think his boys, he has three sons. They all have different various business ventures throughout Central Illinois. I think Rector Construction. And
that's where
I don't know, they're doing it. Yeah, there's a number of those cars or vans or trucks are driving around, and those are part of his sons and I think some other people that are affiliated with Rector. Anyways, he'll be tomorrow's special guest on Testimony Tuesday, Lord willing. And a week from tonight, we're going to be launching the Singing Men of GNN, the 2022 rehearsal season right here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign.
Great.
So we're excited about that. And
so WLUJ listeners, you can just drive on over
from Springfield, because we had a number of East Central Illinois come to the open house we had at the studios months back. So Our Springfield listeners or somebody from Macomb, maybe whoever drives from the furthest will get a special gift, and we'll have food and giveaways.
Somebody's going to hold you to that.
Yeah, I'll have a lot of different gifts. I'm working with different businesses. And if you're a business and you want to be a part of our March 26th grand opening open house here at Marketplace Mall, and you have some fun gift to give away or a coupon or something, I don't know if I'll do gift boxes. I don't think I can pull that all off. But we'll have probably Texas Roadhouse appetizer coupons to give away and some other things. I'm trying to work with the new Texas Roadhouse in Bloomington to give me some appetizer coupons. And Champaign has always done that. We have a Texas Roadhouse in Springfield. I think they'll do something. Mm-hmm. And working with different businesses. But anyways, my newest friend, John Rector, will be tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday. Let's see, a week from tonight. We'll have the Singing Men rehearsals. It's the last day in January, so if you want to be an ongoing monthly giver, start today. We're 100% listener supported, and we'd appreciate any kind of financial donations you'd like to make. We'll receive it. I'll write you a nice little note, and we'll thank you, and you'll earn some heavenly rewards. So we appreciate everyone that supports us so far this month, and we still have one more day. And then one last thing. This Thursday, our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon. Mm-hmm. And so Tom Campion's going to share on the topic ministry and marriage because of these high-capacity leaders, these pastors and ministry leaders of different organizations. We come together at noon, and so if you're a pastor or a ministry leader, give me a call. And if you haven't been receiving the emails, I just sent a reminder last week about the luncheon. You have to RSVP. We always have a nice lunch.
Well, they have been nice lunches.
It goes from noon to 1:15. You're out the door. So it's an hour and 15 minutes. It's a great investment, great fellowship. We'll have Tom Campion speak. Mm-hmm. He's with Campion Mental Health and just a godly Christian brother that I've gotten to know of the last couple of years, and he's going to share on ministry and marriage.
I think it's so cool, Mark, how you really honor these leaders' time. You really do start it on time and end it on time.
Yeah, that's real important, and they're all busy, and to get in and to know that it's not going to go on and on and on, and they know by 1:15 they're out the door. Now, some will stay a few minutes after and want to talk with the speaker.
But it lets people know they can actually come and leave when they need to.
Yes. So I began with Psalm 50 because it's going to be referenced in our reading today. We have our books open, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We still hope to have him interviewed in the coming weeks. We'll see when he's available, but we'll have him on one of these Mondays. But we're going to continue with our reading. We're going to be looking at Chapter 1, and we're going to focus on the priority of your prayer life, the most important task that you can do, and how it can influence activities and things that you're a part of.
You know, one thing I really liked about the way he started this book, Mark, was he mentioned...
This book, Mark?
Oh, yes, my goodness. I forgot. This book, Mark, was he mentioned he started as the leader of a Bible study, a very small group, and that's where he started praying and saw fabulous results of God's blessing. And this book is not just for big mega church leaders. This book, if you have a Bible study or anything, children's choir, whatever you are doing, a little home study, you know, daycare, you're a leader.
And even if you don't consider yourself a leader or you don't impact many lives, hey, this is about your relationship with God. This
That's right.
is about you talking and praying and hearing from God and building that relationship. And so prayer is one of the vehicles God has created, I guess, for us to talk with him, to get to know him. I mean, his word is another thing, so we can get to know him. We read about him, and we see Jesus, and we see how Jesus acted and what Jesus did to represent and show us who God was. But prayer is just one of those things that we can grow in and learn about, and I don't know if I want to say be more proficient in, but it's like any kind of relationship. It takes time. It takes interaction. It takes conversation. That's what prayer is. Yeah. So to set up today's reading, we're going to hear from Haven Quartet. Their song is titled Prayer for the Future. I love this opening where they talk about things and some scripture and then they sing. So here's Haven, Prayer for the Future.
What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sometimes
Haven Quartet singing Prayer for the Future. I love the arrangement, Marianne, where they begin with that narration, if you will, to begin with, and then they sing, and there's a great message, and it quotes some scripture and the importance of praying and prayer for the future, praying about things that God's at work in. And prayer is our topic on Mondays, and we're reading from this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Incidentally, these are available for $10. It's a discounted price. I purchased 50 copies, so they gave me a great rate, and they're available at our Springfield location and also here at Marketplace Mall. We always say phone first, just in case we're out and about or not here. Just call 217-367-7777, and Karen can coordinate whether the Springfield studio has somebody there or here at Marketplace Mall.
We'd love for you to stop in.
Yes, and the grand opening, March 26th. So
that's in Champaign.
Yeah, that'll be in Champaign, and we hope to have a lot of you come out.
Staff at Springfield love for you to stop in, too.
Yeah, and we're going to have an open house, and we're going to do a special homecoming week or weekend there.
Oh, really?
And some other things. I'm still wanting to
I learned that just now.
Some food trucks out there. So we need it to warm up so we can have, like, the taco truck. And there's a waffle truck, and there's another truck that has all those fun things that are at carnivals.
And you're up to your old stuff talking about food on the air, and there's nothing here to eat.
And, you know, before we eat, we have to pray. So talk about prayer.
Okay.
Chapter 1.
Yes, chapter 1, titled Value the Power of Prayer. If you want to maximize your impact, prioritize your prayer life. I've trained pastors, missionaries, church staffs, and small group leaders all over the United States and in many parts of the world. When we discuss prayer, all will nod their heads and agree that prayer is important. Mark is nodding his head. Yet, too often, North American Christian leaders are guilty of doing nearly everything else but pray. One survey said the average pastor prays only 7 minutes a day. Another said 80% of pastors surveyed spend less than 15 minutes a day in prayer. The most generous survey said pastors pray all of 37 minutes a day. But it also showed that only 16% of Protestant ministers across the country are very satisfied with their personal prayer life. This survey stated that a disheartening 21% typically spend 15 minutes or less per day in prayer. I'm not sure which survey is most accurate, but they all tell us that most pastors pray too little. No wonder so many pastors are discouraged. No wonder so many will burn out. No wonder so many quit.
And I know Billy Graham, that's one of the things he regretted in life. He said he wished he would have prayed more.
Is that right?
We all could probably testify to that.
Join in that chorus with him.
Yeah.
Church growth experts have stated that 85% of the churches in America are declining in size. Of the 15% that are growing, only 1% are growing through conversion. Isn't it entirely possible that our ineffectiveness in ministry can be traced to our lack of prayer? All other factors being equal, the difference between effective and ineffective spiritual leaders is prayer. As you assemble your personal leadership toolkit, be certain to add the instrument of prayer. As you evaluate your leadership quotient, be careful not to neglect prayer. If you want to maximize your impact, prioritize your prayer life. Effective spiritual leaders value the power of prayer.
And people are probably realizing why I just love this book, because like that sentence alone, is it brings healthy conviction to me, you know, as I try to lead or impact this radio ministry. You know, how much time am I spending daily, weekly, praying, thinking through things, asking God's leading and guiding? And there's so many things in this book that I think will touch your heart and really improve your walk with the Lord. Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. Purchase your copy.
Prayer is the most important task of the spiritual leader. There are many important tasks for the leader. Planning, vision casting, team building, communicating, and policy making are important responsibilities for an effective leader. But Christian leadership is spiritual work. Spiritual work depends upon spiritual tools. No spiritual tool is as significant or powerful as prayer. As Andrew Murray reminds us, in spiritual work, everything depends upon prayer.
Amen.
The importance of prayer in effective spiritual leadership shows up on every level of Christian leadership. For example, a survey of small group leaders revealed an interesting correlation between time spent in prayer and small group multiplication. It revealed that leaders who spent 90 minutes or more in daily devotions multiplied their groups twice as often as those who spent less than half hour. Taking the time to pray makes a difference. Success here will make success in the other areas much easier. Failure here will make success in the other areas nearly impossible. The responsibilities of spiritual leaders have deep eternal ramifications. The burden for eternal souls is often complex and confusing, immense and exhausting. Henry and Richard Blackaby get to the heart of this matter when they write, "There will be times when leaders will come to the end of their own resources. In those times, they will understand there is nothing more they can do for their people. Giving speeches will not fix the problem. Issuing memos will change nothing. Calling in consultants will be futile. There are simply some things that can only be achieved through prayer." Psalm 50:15.
And that's what we opened up with.
Prayer is the most influential activity a leader can undertake. When I look at the massive responsibility of trying to influence people for God, I'm stunned by my own insufficiency. Who am I? When it comes to worldly influence, I'm a nobody. I can't do it. But I know someone who can. God. He can do more in a tiny fraction of a second than I can accomplish in years. He can do it better, bigger, and more permanently than I can even imagine. So the question becomes, how can I somehow influence God to be more influential in the lives of the people I'm responsible for? The answer, of course, is prayer. Charles Spurgeon, 1834 to 1892, was an incredibly effective spiritual leader. He served as pastor of one of the few megachurches of his time and founded a pastor's training college. In speaking of the influential nature of prayer, he called it the slender nerve that moves the muscles of omnipotence. R. A. Torrey, 1856 to 1928, was an American evangelist, pastor, educator, and writer. He served as head of the Bible Institute of Chicago Evangelization Society, now Moody Bible Institute, dean of Bible Institute of Los Angeles, now Biola University. He pastored two of the largest and most influential churches of his time, Chicago Avenue Church, now Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, and Church of the Open Door in Los Angeles. Torrey made an astounding observation when he wrote, "Prayer is the key that unlocks all the storehouses of God's infinite grace and power. All that God is and all that God does is at the disposal of prayer. But we must use the key. Prayer can do anything God can do. And as God can do anything, prayer is omnipotent." Hudson Taylor, 1832 to 1905, was an English missionary to China. He founded the China Inland Mission, which became miraculously influential for God in China. That is so true. At his death, the mission included 205 mission stations with more than 800 missionaries and 125,000 Chinese Christians. How did he do it? He said he discovered it is possible to move men through God by prayer alone. The words of the powerful revivalist Leonard Ravenhill, 1907-1994, remind us that prayer is as vast as God because he's behind it. Prayer is as mighty as God because he has committed himself to it. Church historians will recognize the name of John Chrysostom, 347 to 407 A.D. He was a church leader who was considered one of the most eloquent yet powerful preachers who ever lived. He understood the amazing power available through prayer. "The potency of prayer hath subdued the strength of fire. It hath bridled the rage of lions, hushed anarchy to rest, extinguished wars, appeased the elements, expelled demons, burst the chains of death, expanded the gates of heaven, assuaged diseases, repelled frauds, rescued cities from destruction, stayed the sun in its course, and arrested the progress of the thunderbolt. Prayer is the all-sufficient panoply a treasure undiminished, a mine never exhausted, a sky unobscured by clouds, a heaven unruffled by storm. It is the root, the fountain, the mother of a thousand blessings.
And that was written like in the 4th or 5th century or something?
Yeah, it was. It was. He's very famous, and that is a powerful truth because all those are stories in the Bible. The rage of lions, all of it, the sun standing still, the diseases assuaged, everything in there. It's powerful.
Wow.
Prayer did it. God did it.
And that was the voice of Marianne Simpkins, and she's reading our book for the month, for maybe the next few months.
Yeah.
Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We hope to have him interviewed in the coming days, and we do this each and every Monday. We're focusing on prayer because of this book, the influence it's had on me, and the growing influence it's having on you as you're reading
it,
Marianne,
really,
and learning
it.
About it. I highly recommend it. It's available for $10, special discount price right here at our studios at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, and also at the studios in Springfield. So phone first to make sure we're here at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And Karen can coordinate whether we're at the Marketplace Mall studios or the Springfield studios, or when's the best time to come in. Maybe we're running errands or in the studio recording or unavailable. But if you phone first, we'll make sure we have a copy ready for you. It's only $10, and I think online or bookstores, it's like $17 or something. So
we want to see
price.
You.
Yeah, we want to see you, and we want you reading this book because it's going to help you grow in your relationship with God. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.